Da Citroën i Paris forleden præsenterede den helt nye Citroën C4 Cactus, var en af de prominente gæster den nidobbelte verdensmester i rally, franskmanden Sebastian Loeb. Sebastian Loeb har samme status i rallysporten, som Michael Schumacher har i Formel 1-sporten. Han har vundet alle sine VM-titler netop i Citroën rallybiler, men i år skal han i gang med noget nyt. Han skal køre baneræs i en helt ny Citroën VM-racerbil i verdensmesterskabet for standardvogne, World Touring Car Championship eller daglig tale WTCC. Jeg fik et yderst eksklusivt interview med Sebastian Loeb, og det var nærliggende at stille ham over for, at han næsten ikke kunne have valgt noget mere forskelligt for rallysporten. Nu skal han køre en tohjulsdreven forhjulstrukket bil i stedet for en firehjulstrækker. Bilen er længere og lettere, og der skal køres på bane i sprintræs i stedet for rallyes på snoede bjergveje over flere dage. Jeg spurgte ham, hvordan han så sin nye udfordring.
It's a challenge to do something very different. It's not easier, you know. It's just another way to work. In the rally, the main thing is the talent. Then you have to have some good notes and to think a little bit, but it's not a lot of work. Yeah, it's more you need to learn how to drive this car, how to be on the limit all the time, how to overtake. So the challenge overall is just to switch completely the discipline and to have a new challenge in another world championship. The tension, the excitement on the start grid, on the racing, is more exciting and more stressful than it can be in the rallies. The tension is more intense, so I enjoy it.
Så det var ikke mindst det at give sig i kast med en helt anden udfordring, der fascinerer Sebastian Loeb, som i øvrigt fastslog, at i rally er det i højere grad køretalentet, der er afgørende for succesen. I baneræs er det hårdt arbejde med opsætningen af bilen, og så er spændingen mere intensiv i baneræs. Det fik mig til at påpege, at der også køres meget hårdt i WTCC, som i øvrigt kan ses live på Eurosport, om end det ikke er mig, der kommenterer den serie. Jeg spurgte Loeb om den hårde kørsel, hvor man ikke går vejen for at give konkurrenterne et skub, ville være noget, der passede til franskmandens mentalitet. Han har også kørt Le Mans for et par år siden, hvor han i øvrigt blev nummer 2, men der køres der ikke så brutalt.
Yeah, you know, I have to get used to it. I will maybe have to push the other also. For sure, in Le Mans, it's different. You don't learn to overtake in Le Mans, because when you see some car coming behind, you know they are faster than you, and the other are the same, so you don't fight really door to door. For sure, it's the world championship. You have some driver like my teammate, who has a lot of experience, and who is very fast and good in that. So it may be not an easy year for me, but that makes it also exciting.
En af de egenskaber, der kendetegnede Sebastian Loebs succes i rallysporten, er hans evne til at tilpasse sig skiftende kørselsforhold og skiftende vejrforhold. I løb på en racerbane er vejret og kørselsforholdene langt mere forudsigelige. Jeg spurgte ham, om han anså det for at være en fordel for ham, eller måske det modsatte.
Maybe not a good thing for me, because like you said, I was always able in some hard condition where everybody was struggling to be often a little bit better than the other, but in this everybody is has the same speed. It's very very close, and you need to be in the same tense as the other, and that no one can go 1 second faster. It's impossible. Everybody is on the limit of the car, so you cannot make the difference like it was sometimes possible in the rallies when the conditions were extreme, and where I usually was able to take the opportunity to make the difference. Yeah, you cannot do this. Makes it more complicated because you need to be consistent. You need to be perfect from the start to the end, and that's something which takes maybe a bit of time to be able to do it. Like Müller, if he sits in the car, he's doing 10 laps. It's always the same rhythm. He doesn't do any mistake. Everything is perfect. So.
Og Ivan Müller er Sebastian Loebs nye teamkammerat. Han har bevist, at han mestrer standardvognsracing, ikke mindst de stående starter, og er både firedobbelt og regerende verdensmester. Løb er heller ikke vant til at have en teamkammerat, der måske er bedre end ham selv.
Ja, yeah, I don't know. I didn't start at the moment. So I have to push him out immediately.
Have you ever been doing a standing start?
A few in this season in the Porsche, but it will be good. But I have no idea where I will be. First of all, we don't know what will be the level of our car. But if the car is good, for sure Müller will be in the front. Then I hope I will meet not too far.
Just in his slipstream.
So.
Der bliver givetvis krig på kniven i Citroën-teamet i det kommende år. Så jeg spurgte den firedobbelte verdensmester Ivan Müller, hvad han ville foreslå Sebastian Loeb at gøre for at besejre ham selv, altså Ivan Müller.
You know, I will not tell you, because if I tell you, then he can...
If I promise not to tell him.
No, but Sebastian is clever enough, he's good enough. He has a lot of experience of circuit more than what we think. You know, he did second at Le Mans, 24 hours overall. He did Formula One testing, he did GT race, he won races. So he's a quick driver on circuit. But for sure, WTCC is not his his series. He don't have a lot of experience on that. But because he's clever and his capacity of analyzation, he looks everything I am doing, and he's like a sponge. He learns very quickly.
Så Sebastian Løb er som en svamp, der suger alting til sig og lærer meget hurtigt, mener Ivan Müller med stor respekt for sin nye teamkammerat. Ivan Müller fastslog også, at i modsætning til Sebastian Løb, som har kørt Citroën hele sin karriere, er han selv ny i teamet. Hvortil kommer, at WTCC afvikles efter et helt nyt teknisk regelsæt i år, som gør bilerne meget forskellige at køre sammenlignet med de tidligere års biler. Tak til den 9-dobbelte rallyverdensmester Sebastian Løb og den 4-dobbelte verdensmester Standardvogns Racing Ivan Müller for snakken, som fandt sted i forbindelse med præsentationen af Citroën Cactus i Paris for kort tid siden. Dette års VM-kamp starter første weekend i april.